Parak Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Ein sudden dugim min ha-bivarim b'yomtiv. A person is prohibited from trapping fish from the bivarim on yomtiv. What is this bivarim? So they used to have these brichos, these springs of water, where they would raise the fish, and it was prohibited to trap these fish on yomtiv. Why? Because since you could have trapped it before yomtiv, we prohibit you from trapping it on yomtiv. They compare it to like coach or to harvesting. When you harvest, you uproot something from its source. So to over here, when you're trapping these fish, you're uprooting it from its source. And katsir, harvesting on Yom Tov, is also prohibited. Now, we had learned that actions that are done for ochel nefesh, for eating, are permitted, right? You could cook, you could bake. So why is trapping or harvesting any different? And the reason is that because we said that the rule is that if it's something that enhances the food, makes it fresher, makes it better, if it's done on Yom Tov, then in contrast to before Yom Tov, then you could do it on Yom Tov. But if it's something that wouldn't make a difference when you do it, then don't add more work to your Yom Tov day. It's a day of joy, and it's a day that you should be enjoying the day, not working. And therefore, you should be doing it before Yom Tov. So things like baking, cooking, these things enhance the food. There would be a loss if you did it before Yom Tov. It wouldn't be as tasty. So we let you do it on Yom Tov. But trapping or harvesting doesn't matter when you trap or when you harvest. So whether it's harvesting grains or trapping fish from a pond to fish, it's prohibited to do it on Yom Tov because you should have done it before Yom Tov. Ve'nos in lefneim, and you cannot place before these fish mezonos, food, you can't feed it on Yom Tov lest you come and trap it. Now, of course, I'm not telling you to let them starve. We're talking about a case where these ponds where the fish are growing, there's plenty of food. They don't need your food. So therefore, don't go ahead and feed it. Because if you feed it, you end up trapping, and that's prohibited. Aval but sudden chayev of min abivarin. You could trap on Yom Tov chaya and oaf, wild animals and birds. They used to have these karfifos, these big open areas that were surrounded by a fence where they would raise wild animals and birds. I'm assuming they had some kind of net over there so the birds don't fly away, or they would clip their wings. One or the other. They had these areas set aside to raise these birds and wild animals. And since they were ome there, designated to be eaten, and they're prepared for a person, they're easy to trap, that's actually permitted on Yom Tov. In contrast to the fish, it's more of an ordeal, it's a much, much bigger job, we prohibit it. But here, they're in a confined area, and they're easy for a person to trap, and they're designated to be eaten, and therefore, you could trap it on Yom Tov. Others explain, really along the same line, Shehechinam, he prepared them before Yom Tov to be slaughtered on Yom Tov, so therefore it's okay. Venosin, Lifnei and Mizonos, and with the birds and the wild animals, it's also permitted to put food in front of them, because we're not concerned you may trap them, because in these scenarios, you could trap them, right? It's permitted. Vashai Litlami, it's permitted to take them. So therefore, you're obligated to feed them. So certainly, if there's no food in these pens where you're growing these animals, you're obligated and you're permitted to feed them on Yom Tov. Rabban Shimon Gamliel says, "Lo kol habivarin shavin." Not all ponds and areas that are fenced in where there are animals are not all equal. Meaning, the commentaries explain that Rabban Shimon Gamliel is not coming to argue on the Tanakhama, on the Mishnah. Rather, he's coming to explain his words. Zeha klal. Here's the rule: kol hamechusar tzeda. If there's something which is mechusar tzeda, that's missing trapping, what does that mean, missing trapping? It means that you have to be matriach, you have to work very, very hard to trap the animal, right? For example, you say, come, haba mitsudo v'nitsudenu, v'nitsudenu. If a person has to say, hey guys, let's go get the trap and bring it and trap this animal. So you see, it's a whole avodah, it's a whole service, it's a big, big job. When there's a big job and work involved, asur is prohibited on Yom Tov, because it reduces from the joy of the Yom Tov, and it just kills the theme of the day. So that's prohibited, for example, with the fish. But if it's not missing trapping, meaning it's easy to trap it, it's a piece of cake, so then mutter is permitted to trap it on Yom Tov. And the Rambam explains as well that if something is missing trapping, you know, not only can't you trap it, but it's muktzah. You can't touch it. You got to leave it where it is. Right? You can't even touch it on Yom Tov. Whereas if it's not missing trapping, it's easy to get it. You could trap it on Yom Tov and you could eat it and it's not a problem. And that's for Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Beis, mitsudos chaya ve'of, these traps for wild animals and birds, the dugim, and even for fish, shasan me erev Yom Tov. What happens if he laid them out to trap these animals before Yom Tov even set in? He laid out these traps before Yom Tov, okay, before Yom Tov kicked in. Now, lo yitol mehen b'yom tov. Now, all of a sudden, onion. If you see, there's a fish caught on the line. There's a deer caught in the trapper or a bird that's caught. So, but you don't know if it was caught on yom tov, if it was caught before yom tov. So, what do you do? So, lo yitol mehen b'yom tov. Don't take from them on yom tov. Ela im ken yodea, unless you know, she needs to do erev yom tov. You know it was caught erev yom tov. You check out your cameras and you see it was caught erev yom tov. Because if you know it was caught before yom tov, then we call it prepared, right? Shumuchan bevadei me'erev yom tov was prepared before yom tov. And if we're on yom tov, you can go ahead and take it and slaughter and eat it because it was already prepared. But if you don't know if it was captured before yom tov or on yom tov, it's prohibited to take for them on yom tov. Because safek muchan aser, if it's a safek, you have a doubt whether this item was prepared for yom tov or not, we're stringent and we prohibit you from using it. So these animals, if you're not sure when it was trapped, whether it's a wild animal, a bird, or a fish, right? If you know it was trapped before yom tov and you're just accessing it on yom tov to slaughter it, that's okay. If you don't know when it was trapped, okay, then we don't permit you to slaughter it and use it on yom tov. That's the opinion of the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Gamliel Matir, but Rabbi Gamliel is lenient. He says if you're not sure whether something was prepared or not for Yom Tov, for example, all these animals, if it was trapped, it was prepared for Yom Tov. I mean, if it was trapped before Yom Tov, it was prepared for Yom Tov. It was only trapped on Yom Tov, it was not prepared for Yom Tov. So he says in a case where you're not sure whether something was prepared for Yom Tov or not, then we are lenient, and that is Rabbi Gamliel's opinion. It's not, you won't see this in the actual Mishnah, but the Mefarshim explained that this is how you have to learn the Mishnah. You have to add in those words. And there was a story, Benachri Echa, with one Gentile. Shehevi Dagel Rabbi Gamliel, he brought fish to Rabbi Gamliel on Yom Tov. Now Rabbi Gamliel didn't know if these fish were trapped yesterday before Yom Tov or today on Yom Tov. So this goes according to his opinion. If you're not sure whether something was prepared before Yom Tov, for Yom Tov, then he's lenient. And yet, the Amar Rabbi Gamliel said, Mutarin Hain, the fish, yet they're permitted, I'm lenient. But Ela She'en is Tony L'Kaval Heimenu, however, I don't want to accept it from you. So why not? You're lenient. Why don't you accept it? So some say he didn't want to accept it because this Gentile was his enemy, and that's why he didn't want to accept it. But in essence, he's lenient. While others will explain that he just wants to be stringent upon himself. But in essence, it doesn't go against what he holds. He'll hold, there's something that's Safek Mucha, and you're not sure if it was prepared before Yom Tov or not, he'll be lenient, that's his opinion. Not like the Tanna Kamma that's stringent. So that's what we come out with the Mishnah Beis, and that's what we see over here, that when you lay out traps, and the animal's caught, but you're not sure when it was caught, the Tanna Kamma will say that we're stringent, because we'll assume it was caught on Yom Tov, and if it was never really prepared to be eaten on Yom Tov. Whereas Rabbi Gamliel will say that, no, I'm lenient, we'll assume it was caught before Yom Tov, and if it was prepared for Yom Tov, and you could slaughter it and eat it on Yom Tov.